Time now to check the weather forecast. Jim Angel is on the phone line from the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute. He serves as the state climatologist. Good afternoon to you, Jim.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, what a change in the weather forecast from last week to this week. And there was part of the week that was pretty raw, really. And then today seems awfully nice.
That's right. Yeah, we went, you know, about 2 weeks ago, we were still looking at 80-degree weather. And then we had a couple of days there where it was cold and cloudy and damp, and it didn't feel very good out there. But now it's feeling a little better. In fact, we're up to 51 today with sunshine, so it's very nice out there. And that's the story pretty much for the next couple of days. Highs on Saturday will be in 57 and 53 on Sunday, and then 58 on Monday. But then the rain comes in on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. There's a low-pressure system moving through the region, and that's going to drop, or at least has the potential of dropping a lot of rain on us. We could get somewhere in the ballpark of up to 1.5 inches out of that. But I think, you know, we got down to 27 degrees on Tuesday there, and the low tonight is 36, and Saturday night it's going to be 31. And so we're pretty much done with the growing season for a lot of people's yards and so forth with the current temperatures.
Sometimes these rain events, like the one that's coming, can be, especially in the months of late October and November, slow rollers. It just turns gray, overcast, and stays that way. But is this one different? Does it have more wind with it, potentially?
Well, you know, right now, it won't be quite as gloomy, maybe, as some of the ones we get in November, and at least the temperatures during the rain events are going to be back up around the upper 50s to around 60. So it'll be a lot of rain. It won't be quite as bad as it was a couple of days ago when we're getting that cold rain when it's about 40 degrees outside and it'll chill you to the bone. But this stuff, it will be pretty slow-moving, widespread rain, so that'll be good for recharging that soil moisture.
All right. Anything else that we need to take up for the month of October or November as you look forward?
Well, you know, one other thing is we saw our first snowflakes this week.
You had to remind me of that.
Yeah, so we had a few flurries here, but if you go farther north, they actually had some accumulated amounts. Mendota had, I think, about 3.5 inches out of this. Of course, it doesn't last long because soil temperatures are still in the 50-degree range.
Well, it hits the ground and disappears. That's the best kind of snow.
That's right.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much. You have a great weekend.
Okay, you too, Todd.
That's Jim Angel. He's at the Illinois State Water Survey, serves as the state climatologist at the Prairie Research Institute. Joined us on Friday afternoon to take a look at the weather forecast. Don't forget about Commodity Week. It'll air on our home station at 6 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's WILL AM 580. Other stations carry it as well. I'm sure that they'll let you know what times. And if you want, you can always pick it up off our website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. We'll have the folks from Advanced Trading on, along with Wayne Nelson and Ellen Dearden. Commodity Week, it's a really great program. I hope you listen to it. Have a great weekend. Be safe on the combine. Make sure you get plenty of rest and that you don't work yourself really, really hard. We'd like to have you around for a while. Have a nice weekend. I'm Yo by Extension's Todd Gleason.